Yeah, we could. Well, we could do like you have, and bargain for cows and chickens.
don't give ideas.
Okay, good. Is it the same record, or did you make a new one?
I didn't make a new one. It's the same
one. Good.
Thank you.
It's really hard to squish them all back together later, so.
You just press the pause. And then yes. Press it again to start it.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right, so 2:30. Got it.
Appreciate the opportunity to have the caucus. We went through the proposal for Article 23. Just a
second. And the appropriates.
And he disappears.
He's not armed, is he? Mike's into dramatic pauses today.
Workers' compensation. I got a paper cut.
Oh, no.
You didn't want to bleed all over the purpose.
I didn't want to bleed all over. I'm bleeding all over these documents anyway.
We are, too. Yes. The feeling is mutual. And I think it's shared by everybody back there, too.
I told Sherry, I'm going to come in. I'm going to slice my finger. I'm going to...
You're bleeding for this contract. Okay, Mike.
So, okay. What I thought we would do is kind of go through, because we're able to pick up and reach agreement on some of the things that were proposed today. We're still apart on some, but I wanted to go through this sort of bit by bit. I'm not touching on every issue, but I'm trying to focus on issues where we can reach agreement or move closer to one another.
Understood.
Yep. Okay. So I think we're both in agreement that we can eliminate the policy language. There was a proposal for promotion recapture that we can both agree is not going to be picked up. You have proposed new language for 23.2, to sort of rewriting the legislative mandated increases to different language. We can pick up your language with that. There's language on the new dates and a one-time payment of $1,227.29 instead of $610. We're not saying no to that, but we just have to go back and have a conversation about that amount and how we figure that amount.
Right, so what we did was took, just so you know, in case your number is different from ours,
mm-hmm.
is we just took, we had this, the last spreadsheet we had was, I think, from February. So right away, that is not going to be the same probably as the one you have that's more recent. But we took the total compensation for each faculty member divided by how many months their contract was. So now we got compensation per month. Multiplied that times the increase percentage, and then figure out what proportion of the contract year it was, and then that's what gives us that number.
You didn't get that down?
I did get it down, but it's not at all. I don't think the way we do it by pay period. The simple aggregate. It's similar. Don't want to get in the weeds about it, but it's. We'll look at the number.
It'll come
probably
close,
not the
but
same.
It may. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Let me just tell you, it's probably not the same. And
that's why I wanted to tell you that, just so that
when you
find that it's off by $15.27, you'll know.
Ours is more based on pay periods than months, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
We're in agreement on the language for merit salary. We're in agreement to not pick up the parity clause. We're in agreement on the language describing SOTL awards, which appear at line 94 through 99 of your proposal. Now, we want to talk a little bit about 23.5. We're not able to pick up the...
That's a second, Mike. Let me...
What's
the Patreon?
It's line 192 and 193 is the next point of discussion.
Gotcha.
We're not able to pick up the addition of the associate professor But we wanted to explain to you why we think the striking of the chair of the Faculty Senate is something that we should reconsider and actually keep in the contract on line 196. We see the chair of the Faculty Senate as the member of the Board of Trustees that sits on that committee. So it's not kind of there in their only in their capacity as chair of the Faculty Senate, but in their capacity also of being a BOT member. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we
prefer having a faculty member from the BOT. Yeah.
Instead, yeah, I mean, we think a faculty member, we need to be a, in an order of this magnitude, we want a BOT member on there because they, this is a huge thing and they're going to have to approve it eventually. So, you know,
what about
us,
making it the chair of the board, the chair of the BOT? Because we agree this is a prestigious award. And
well, our perspective is that a faculty member has a better understanding of what's appropriate, who's appropriate to receive a faculty award than a businessman
lawyer. And the faculty chair of the Faculty Senate is on campus and part of the university, so the ability to make these meetings and all would probably be of greater facilitation. But anyway, that's kind of our position. John, you and your team have other thoughts. We're open to listening to them. On 197, you have some language changes there having to do with the president and the provost. We're okay with that. On line 202 and 203, you propose striking language identifying that the one-time payment of $5,000 comes from foundation funds. We're willing to strike that. We have a change for your consideration on line 212 and again on line 224, in that there are 21 excellence in undergraduate teaching awards instead of 20. But we're you know, with that change, we can accept that, the inclusion of that number.
And so that's on line 212.
212, and again on line 224. On line 498. Now, I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of language in red there, and we need to read through it. We need to read through all that language before we can respond to it.
You've had that language since September.
Not all of it.
No, I think literally all of it has been dropped in there.
We still need to read through it. Because we don't know, I mean, that we have to do our due diligence. If we're given 5 or 6 pages of language, even if we're told that you imported from something else, we still need to be sure.
Sure, but you've had that language from the Undergraduate Faculty Academic Advising Award on down since September 28th.
I know.
Before that, since August 18th.
Well, but whenever I'm
three
given,
and a half months.
Whenever I'm given 5 pages of text, I have to read through it. I don't want to be
understood. But it's not brand new text.
I didn't say it was.
Okay.
But there may be, I don't know. We'll look through it. And with regard to 498.
Let me catch up to yours. Sorry.
Sure.
498. Okay. All right, gotcha.
We agree that we're not going to give an ADI until the contract's ratified. So it really is the date of ratification that would restore the ability to give ADI. Right?
Well, yeah, assuming we agree to extend you ADI.
No, I know that, but there's... What you did was, what John did was put in a date.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm responding to that date.
Gotcha.
You put in January 26, 2018.
That's the date you're referring to. It's not the back end date.
But we don't know if January 26, 2018 is the date of ratification. right?
Yeah, no. That's a good point.
No, that was the date of that
the increases
go to the in cycle increases go to everybody else, and so that's a natural time to have ADI become available. Have those two things coincide.
Okay. I mean, if we can get it ratified by that date, that would make sense.
Yeah, that's fine. We get your point.
I get your point.
And we agree with your point.
And while we're still on ADI, we still would like to use August 31st, 2017
because as the date. Because that is when the contract ends.
Because that's when the contract ends. To put an earlier date would have ADI expire before the expiration of the contract. And for practical operational reasons, we need that time. We have notice requirements to the UFF and so. Now, you're looking up something, John. I'll wait till you finish.
No, I'll just mark my spot. Go ahead, Mike.
The only other thing that I have to say is that we're willing to accept lines 556 and 557 to pay in American currency. That took us a long time to think about. But so that's our response.
Wasn't there a Polynesian culture that had these like big stones that they used for currency or something many, many years ago? So we could go to that. You know.
Well, shall we take a caucus?
Sure.
On our side, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Yes.
For 15 minutes or whatever, Charlie.
Whatever it takes.
Reappears, whichever comes
well,
last.
Is 15 minutes okay with you?
Yeah, I think 15
All right,
minutes
now
roughly.
Make sure that this is stopped.
Are we back on? Mm-hmm.
Is it rolling? Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have a few things that we could agree with you on to move this contract along. So starting way in the back on page 12. And it'll be line 499. So the end date is, as you pointed out, August 31st. And so that should be the date that ADI then expires. And then we had a thought on page 5, on line 196. So right now, with the way the committee is composed, you've got four members there. And usually you'd like to have committees to break ties and stuff, to have an odd number. And so what we'd suggest is that to that fifth person, to also sort of balance the chair of the Faculty Senate having a dual role, would be a bargaining unit member selected by UFF.
So there would be the four people that are listed and then add one?
And then add one, correct.
Okay.
Okay, and so then there were several items that we wanted to, where we seem to be converging towards agreement or making some motion, but we haven't gotten there yet. So we wanted to find out your thoughts about those areas. So now going back to the beginning, on line 8, we still have in our proposal 10% promotion increases for all the different ranks. And what are your thoughts on that proposal?
We still have 9% for to assistant and associate, and we have 10% to full.
Okay, and there's no wiggle room on that?
We've been going back on that several times, and that's that. I mean, for this round of negotiations, that's what we're able to do.
Okay. And we're still apart on the across-the-board increases by just a quarter of a point.
Right.
So that's roughly $300,000, $350,000. We can't close that gap.
Well, Troy says it's more than that. The only way we could close that gap, I think, would be we'd have to move, we'd have to decrease something else somewhere in the package, because we have a very tight window of what we've got available this time, thanks to the fact that we not only didn't get performance money, we lost money by falling out of the dollar.
And with a total budget that's of $1.4 billion, it's bigger than what the city of Orlando has. You can't find that amount of money. I mean, we know that we've had an associate provost leave. That would free up, that accounts for $200,000 of it right away.
Associate
provost. When her husband left along with her, that's another $120,000 that went. There's almost all of it right there. That's easy. And then don't plant so many royal palms at $2,000 a pop that aren't going to make it once
it
gets frosted here.
Royal palms, as I suspect you know, aren't, that's a totally different budget entity. We can't take money out of that budget entity to give it to salaries. So, but we will certainly take back your suggestion that we not replace Cynthia and her husband and use that money to add to the salary increase.
Let's see. Okay, so coming back again to the TIP awards. So our proposal, we're still, and we had a discussion with our members here that, you know, having incentives for folks to do additional work or to reward folks for exemplary work, you know, is important for maintaining morale and lots of other reasons. And when you unnecessarily restrict these awards, and especially when it's outside of a person's control, you know, our faculty members, it depends on what their assignment is, and they don't have control over what that assignment is. It's determined by their chair in large part. So these elements that we have in, you know, it broadens that, and it will exclude folks who just don't want to teach big classes. But if there's no possibility that they could qualify by nature of their assignment, then that's outside their control. That's not their doing. That's the institution determining that, and that shouldn't disqualify them from applying, at least being eligible. So that seems like, you know, it's a common sense approach. You know, it's not.
The problem is, John, is that you make that statement every time we have a discussion, but you're not willing to provide us examples of where that occurs, and we have not been able to discover that, and we've tried very hard.
I don't qualify for TIP because my classes are too small. That's what they consider, because I teach all the upper level seminar courses.
So have you asked?
Oh yeah, I've asked. I've actually applied. I went ahead and applied, and then they turned around and told me that I don't qualify in the College of Arts and Humanities because my course, I didn't have enough student credit hours.
I will look into that right away.
Yep.
Okay, so even though I do teach 3-2, I was teaching 3-2. Now I have a coordinator of undergraduate, so I have a course reduction. But when I was teaching 3-2, my courses were just not large enough, so I teach smaller courses.
Yep.
And they told me I didn't qualify.
Yep.
Well, the course reduction may impact that, yes.
Well, that's now,
yeah.
But that's before.
Yeah.
But the first
so you asked your chair if you could teach a larger course, and he said no. He or she said no.
I'm teaching upper-level seminar courses because I'm specialized in certain areas.
And the same thing happened with the new doctoral program, where the cohort starts out with 5, maybe 7 students.
New doctoral?
New
doctoral
program.
Oh, sorry.
The program starts with 5 or 7 a cohort, and they have specialized faculty, and they teach those courses, so they teach them well. 14 kids in here, and they would not qualify.
Yep, and talk to the associate chair in biology, too, who also didn't qualify.
What did you see?
Von Kalm.
Von Kalm?
Von Kalm. Lori?
Oh, Lori?
Von Kalm? Yeah. You know Lori,
I
right?
I thought he was the chair right now.
No, no.
Oh, was it?
No,
that?
Graham.
Oh,
Ruby.
Graham, right, of course.
Could I just add that I did pass at my department level. I just didn't pass at the college level for being allowed to apply for TIP. So it was whatever I was halted at the college level. So I did not understand it either.
Department?
Mm-hmm. You should have made it at the department level.
You only have to meet one metric, so if you make it at the department level, you're in. But they didn't. So I'll look into it.
Okay.
How's that?
All right.
There's lots of cases.
That's the thing, though. This is the first I've gotten names, so I appreciate that very much, and I will look into it.
Yeah, because we've actually looked into some that were suggested.
And are you saying the PhD is for CJ?
And we did not find that to be the case.
Well, if it's not the case, then there's no harm done, right? If no one qualifies, then it's not a problem, right?
Well, you know, this could all be solved, actually. We don't know. At the end of June. Mm-hmm. We have a new president.
Oh.
he or she may decide that they don't care about the teaching hours, or they may decide they don't want to continue the TIP program. You never know.
No, that's true. And there are some things that should be changed here that would make UCF a much better place. But there are also some things that are good about UCF that we ought to try to incorporate and get in the contract language.
Yeah, I would agree with you that there are things that need to be changed that would make it a better place. We may not agree on what those things are. But
I'm not going to ask, sure. We can talk later when it's not being recorded. let's see. I think, So then the other two items, you know, are major items. And the first is over on 542 down, the administrative salary stipends. So we've heard no response from you at all on that issue.
Well, I think you've heard a response. You just haven't liked the response. But we will be responding to your attorney's letter. In fact, I think we have a response ready to go out today on that. So.
Okay. And then the other item is, just call it the red type. And, I mean, you know very well what the issue is. We've shown multiple examples of it. The language that's in the collective bargaining agreement needs to reflect the totality of the agreement and not have it held on other websites where it then gets changed at will, contrary to bargaining law. And so we need to import that in, and not responding to it for months is not helping get that done, especially when we took the language off the website, and then it was pointed out to me today that some of that language had mutated from before, and then I found another one in reviewing your last proposal on ours, where apparently I had dropped language in off a website that wasn't in the CBA. And so this is just happening willy-nilly everywhere, and that's not good for anybody. It's disorganized. It creates issues that just don't need to arise.
So let me ask you a question, John. You originally said that in addition to just incorporating the language from the website, so you wanted to actually bargain these awards, and we did, and you did put some different
language.
There were
some changes.
There were some changes. So, is your position today? And you know, we were under the impression that that was what we were doing. We were going award by award and looking at them and rebargaining them. So, is it your position today that if we accepted what you have right now, that we are not going to continue to bargain each award as we go along?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
When you say bargain as we go along, what's that mean?
What I mean is, is this the language that you are comfortable with? So you're not asking us to make further changes to this language.
In other words, I think what Sherry's saying is that what you're proposing under starting like on line 228 and going through 485 is it.
Yeah, that's what we proposed, yeah.
Isn't that what you're asking, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, if you have other suggestions and alternative language and can reduce it down like you did for the Pegasus and Trustee Awards, beautiful. I mean, you saw how quickly we accepted that. That, Mike said last time that I think it was maybe for the trustee award, that he's trying to capture the essence of it. You guys did a really good job. We accepted it. I mean, it's not. I mean, we've been doing this for what, 4 or 5 years now, where we go back and forth and try to craft things that mm-hmm. make sense and are easy to read and understand, and that we both agree and we know what it means. And that's why we pulled the things off the website instead of starting from scratch.
I'm curious about your intent then. That was not clear before.
Okay. Took us a while to get to that clarity. You don't have to reply.
So what's next?
What's next?
Why don't we step outside for a minute on our side?
Okay.
Because I want to ask Mike a question.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to put the
pot on a big pot of money.
But it's not an American currency. No.
It's all big.
That's pretty good, Mike.
Okay, what we we've seemed to have run out of time. It's sort of like it's like a talk show host. It seems like we've run out of time. We just seem like we've gotten started. The we would like to accept your invitation, John, to look at the week after next to see if we can get together.
The week after next. Okay.
Because at the beginning, when we said we can't make the 15th, you said, okay. What about maybe the next following week?
12:18 to 12:22.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. I can't promise anything, but I'm going to do my best.
You know, I bet facilities would be easier to get.
Shoot.
It'll be easier to get a room. That's true.
It's not in the library. It won't have any power.
Oh, and neither will engineering. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
that's been going on a long time, huh?
Like
all semester, right?
I have, I have the, I have the 20th, and the 21st, and the 22nd. I suppose you probably won't want to do the 22nd, because...
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not, because I know... Tom will be on his annual Santa Claus tour.
That's right.
You'll have to explain that to me.
I'm sorry, what
off the record. There's no explanation.
No, I thought maybe he was going somewhere.
Mike, I missed what dates we were.
I had the 19th, 20th, or I mean the 19th, 20th. I mean, sorry, the 20th, 21st, or 22nd. I could probably. I'm supposed to have a bargaining session in Tallahassee on the 18th, but I could probably do that by phone.
On what day?
18th.
Oh, goody. Because I'm sure I can skip her meeting. Oops, I said that on tape.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our folks?
Yes.
So, 21st, 22nd?
I'm good. Well, which of those dates you want?
Well, wait.
How about 20th?
Yeah, 20th is better.
20th?
The furthest.
Further away from Friday.
Oh, I can definitely skip that.
Okay. So,
could we do the 20th?
Are we suggesting afternoon?
I can make it any time.
Yeah, I prefer afternoon, but yeah.
Afternoon.
Is that what we're suggesting then? So are we looking at the 1:30 to 3:30 time frame?
Can we do 3 hours?
Yeah.
Why don't we schedule 3?
3 hours.
1:30
to... Let's try to wrap this up.
To go over 8, to go over 23 and 3? Let's see. 1:30 to 4?
Well, we may be looking at other articles too, though, because you've got other stuff on the table.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, but I mean, we'll do this first.
First, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1:30 to 20.
I have 1:30, and I'll have to let you know where it is, because
I don't know where
make sure
that.
The place has power.
underneath those palm trees you're talking
about. Whatever works.
I love royal palms, but they're way beyond their tolerance zone here. The ones on campus might make it, but those ones on the roadway, the next good frost.
Well,
I hate to say that, but
the good thing is we haven't had a frost in so long, we wouldn't know what one was.
Oh, I still know my yard from all the things that haven't recovered. The mango I lost.
It's gonna be 30, maybe 20s in Tallahassee on Sunday.
Yeah, they're talking about upper 30s here even. Although that, the forecast has been shifting a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to let all our folks know. So 1 to 4.
Degrees to whatever they're.
It's fine with me.
Okay. Well, that works out. Very good.
And I'm absolutely convinced. I'm not a conspiracy theory person in nature, but I absolutely believe in the summers. They always underestimate the heat index and the temperature by at least 4 to 5 degrees because of the tourists.
Yeah. Oh, no, that happens
that
a lot.
That is Disney.
Oh, that happens a lot.
And Universal.
For years. For years in Panama City, Florida.
We better shop the tape.
Are we done, though?
I think we're done,
phone
right?
Strip. You could just go to any phone booth in town, right? Or so pick up your own phone.
To end it, just press the
call the chain
stop.
And call.
Yes.